Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf says an overwhelming number of his countrymen want him to remain head of the army. Last December, Musharraf stated unequivocally that he would surrender his military position at the end of this year and move Pakistan back toward democratic government. NPR's Philip Reeves reports that the pledge has been called into question.
Will he or won't he? That question's now dominating political discourse in Islamabad, the seat of Pakistan's government. Sherry Rechman belongs to a leading opposition party, the PPP. It's been steadily sidelined since Musharraf seized power in a coup 5 years ago.
The stakes are very high on betting all over town in Islamabad for that particular wager. I think from what he's been saying recently that he may not.
At the core of the issue is a deal Musharraf struck with a coalition of Islamist opposition parties. He agreed to stand down as the army's chief of staff at the end of this year in return for their support for changes in the constitution strengthening the presidency. Now he seems to be having second thoughts. Mohammed Ziauddin, editor of Dawn newspaper, is among many observers who don't believe Musharraf will do it.
No, I doubt it, because I believe he's still not very sure about his ability to govern the country without the uniform.
This, says Ziauddin, is because the army is Musharraf's power base.
The minute he takes off the uniform, he loses his constituency, because even today his only constituency is his army. He's never been a politician.
The issue's risen to the fore in the last few days. In what some analysts suspect is an orchestrated campaign, there have been calls from the pro-military ruling party, the PML, and its allies for Musharraf to stay on as army chief. One came from the chief minister of the Punjab, the country's most populous province. Few expect the United States to apply much pressure so long as Musharraf continues to support the war on terror. Musharraf himself says the national security situation will be a key factor in his decision. But alarm bells began ringing among Musharraf's opponents when he appeared on Pakistani TV on Monday and declared 96% of Pakistanis don't want him to leave the army job. Among the arguments fielded in Musharraf's favour is that any dilution of his powers could weaken his ability to take on al-Qaeda and other militants. But Samina Ahmed of the International Crisis Group in Islamabad says this analysis is wrong.
It is not an either-or situation here. The political stability that is needed and the governmental legitimacy that is needed, the public support that is needed to fight the war against terrorism is simply not there under a undemocratic government.
There are risks for Musharraf if he ceases to be Army Chief of Staff. Generals in Pakistan have a history of seizing power from civilians. It's happened several times. In fact, that's how Musharraf took control himself, ousting the Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif. Maktar Ahmad Khan is a member of Sharif's party, yet he believes concerns that Musharraf, once out of uniform, could be vulnerable to a military coup are exaggerated.
In fact, he should not feel threatened from any new appointment in the Chief of Army Staff, because they all belong to the same origin and they have the same context. They are like a family.
But to stay on as army chief, Musharraf will need to find a way around a clause in the constitution that bars being president at the same time as holding a second salaried government job. Some, like Dr. Rifat Hussain, chair of the Defence and Strategic Studies Department at Islamabad's KD Assam University, says it won't make much difference what Musharraf does.
I think, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years he has developed his stature, he has the presidential authority. Leaving one office really is not going to dilute his power. I don't think that's ever going to happen in his case.
Some believe Musharraf's already taken the decision to stay in uniform. But he and his fellow generals can expect vocal opposition from his opponents, from secular Democrats to the religious parties, to continue. Philip Reeves, NPR News.